Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. I tell you what, it's 91 degrees outside. But believe it or not, football is in the air. In fact, tomorrow evening will be the Jamboree out there at Greenwood High. And so we thought, what could be more effective than to have our football broadcasters that I understand this year they will together have done 100 games, and we will be celebrating that with big cake, dancing bands, and the whole nine yards to celebrate this fact when they have their 100th game together. Rob Gilchrist, Jonathan Graves, how y'all doing today?
Doing great, Ann. I'm happy to be back in the studio because I know that first week of August comes around. I'm going to be in the studio with my boss, our good friend Ann Eller, and I'll be with my boy Jay and getting ready just a week away from another great season, year nine. Hopefully it'll be pretty fine when all is said and done. We got that state title ring on the boys' fingers, but it's all one week at a time. I'm just excited for it, ready for football to be back. Been a long time coming.
It has. And Jonathan, how have you been doing?
Looking forward to another season with Rob, another season with you, and been doing great. Had a great summer, went by fast, ready to get the football season kicked off. Anytime football is around the corner, you know school is right around the corner too. So got some great things going on with, of course, Emerald football, Greenwood High School football, and then also, you know, we're going to kick off our school year here next week, and then kids will come back to school on August 20th.
Lord, and the first game for Emerald is the 17th, isn't it? That Friday night, so that must be that Monday. Yeah.
Yep.
And, of course, the Jamboree is tomorrow. And, Jonathan, there have been some changes. And, you know, I think there was a big article in the paper today about it. I've been talking about it. What is the change in the procedures about far as going to the game? What do you need to do? Clear bags and...
Well,
all this kind of stuff.
I guess the key you want to make sure that you get it, make people aware of it. These are pilot procedures that we're going to start having for all our major events. So it's not just going to be football games. It could be possibly, you know, any event, you know, determined on, you know, what the situation, what the circumstances are. But for the game tomorrow, we're actually going to have metal detectors in place. So fans will have to go through the metal detectors, and then also a clear bag policy or clear bag rule that we'll actually have in place. A clear bag has to be clear on all sides, and people just need to kind of be patient and kind of, you know, anticipate that this may take some time because it is a pilot procedure for us. This is our first time trying something like this at an event with this size. But I think if you get there 2 hours early, the gates will open 2 hours early. So make sure to get there early, anticipate possibly a line. And just like I said before, the main thing is just patience and understanding that we're trying to do everything we can to ensure the safety of everyone that's attending that game tomorrow.
That's right. Also, no weapons are allowed, including pocket knives and of any size, and including no weapons that you can have a permit for. So regardless of whether you have a carry permit, you still cannot bring a gun or anything into the facility. And of course, no illegal drugs or alcoholic beverages are allowed either. That's just part of their policy. But
and this is, you know, actually something that has been happening a lot within other school districts, and then also has been happening a lot with some of the colleges you'll see and some of the professional teams that you'll see.
Oh, yeah.
This is pretty much standard across the board for, you know, everybody is doing this now. And it's just, you know, enhanced security measures because of the day and age we live in now, not just locally, but then you look across our country, you know, with all the great, you know, scary things that are happening out there right now. You just can never be too cautious. And I think it's great that we've, you know, we're taking that proactive stance. We're taking every precaution we can to ensure the safety of everyone that's going to be attending these type of events.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jonathan, since you work in the school systems and are right there at the knowing what's on the inside, what are we doing anything special for enhanced security in our schools? Are we doing anything like that? Any change in any procedures for this year?
I think the main thing is just reviewing and updating the procedures that we already have in place. I think we've got some terrific security measures already there. But it's just, you know, reviewing what we do and making sure that what we're doing is for in the best interest of all the safety and of the children and then also the staff. So there's some things that we have in place. Obviously, we cannot disclose everything we have in place just because of the people from the outside. We don't want to give them any tips or any kind of, you know, leg up on what we're actually doing in terms of security. So I just want people to be aware that we do have things, measures, safety measures in place, and that, you know, we're going to make sure that, you know, we review everything that we can do. And if there is a suggestion that somebody does have, we do have a parent safety advisory committee. So I, you know, tell those people to definitely refer your questions and your suggestions to your PTO president at your school, so they can then relay those back to the safety committee that we have for our parents.
Right. So I guess we're to take away from that, there are some things that are being done to make us feel more confident about our children in the schools.
Yeah. Like I said, locked doors, obviously that's been in place. We obviously have our camera systems that are in place. So, you know, we've taken a lot of good precautions. I think we've been really proactive about safety. You know, even before everything was happening within our community and also across the country, there were already some things that we were doing with safety that we definitely want to make sure that we were, you know, providing a safe learning environment for everybody. So this isn't something that's just kind of popped up here in the last few months. Safety has always been on our mind. It's our top priority in the school district, because we know that in order for the kids to be successful, in order for them to take it to that next level, you know, they have to be in a place where they feel like they're safe. And I think our district has really done a great job in being proactive on everything in regards to safety.
Well, that's good to hear, because I know it's on everybody's mind. So that's good. So if you are going to any of the games, as he said, this is a pilot program. But the big thing, if you're a woman, you better take a clear bag.
And I just ordered mine yesterday from Dillard's. I ordered two of them, two clear book bags. So I'm also going to be getting checked. Everybody gets checked at the gate. So
got to be prepared for that and understand that it is probably going to take a little longer to get to your seats and everything. Another thing I understand they're doing this year, that you can get your tickets online and simply have them on your phone when you go. You can usually swipe your phone when you go through the gate, so that's pretty cool. And you'll still be able to get the paper tickets the way you always have been.
Absolutely. It's something that, like I said before, kind of become a standard across the board. You go to these college games, you go to these professional games, you have the option of whether you want to do the paper ticket if you're the old school fan, but some of the new fans have moved more to the phone. So if your iPhone or smartphone has a ticket, you will now be allowed to get into the game as well. So I think that's a great step up in terms of, obviously, the technology that we have nowadays, where we can actually allow attendees to go electronically, or we can still go with the paper.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's a few housekeeping things on things that are happening, things that are changing. The big thing is tomorrow starts football season with the Greenwood High School Jamboree. Of course, Rob, last week there was the Abbeville Jamboree.
Yes, ma'am.
And Emerald played. How'd they do?
They did pretty well, from what I was told by my sources out there and people that went to the games. I asked them. I was out of town during that time. And I talked to a few guys that I know. They said that our offensive line and defensive line just looks really strong, big kids. You know, they've kind of earned their way up. A lot of them are coming from the JV ranks. Some of them are rising juniors or rising seniors this upcoming class of 2019 class. And just knowing that, you know, that's always been kind of the bread and butter of Emerald football back in my time, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Back in my day.
Back in my old times. You know, and just back in the Frank Hill days, you know, the man who the stadium's named after, he was always the old school style. You know, you got to have a really strong offensive line to move y'all forward, and a strong defensive line to knock them back. And it seems like we had that. And Jay and I knew, looking at last year's roster at the end of the season after that game against Chapman in the playoffs, we saw a lot of guys that play on the line were sophomores, juniors. Like, that's a good sign, because, yeah, we lost a lot of offensive firepower in Chamberlain and Settles, our two great running backs that graduated this past spring. But knowing that we have a line that we can rely on just gives us a lot of hope and a lot of optimism for the kids coming up. Zach Emerson's getting some run-ins at running back, as are a few JV guys that made their way up to the next level. And it all just starts there. It all starts at the line, because, you know, that's your line of defense on offense, and that's the guys that try to get to the guys in the backfield on defense. And we've had some greats over the years, and just knowing that is a positive. And I'm ready for what to expect and what to see. I know when the Greenwood Jamboree comes around, that's when it starts to really get serious, because it's the week before the season starts, and And like they say about the Clemson Ladies Clinic, it's not football season for Clemson until that begins. And just like for Emerald football, it's not Emerald football season until we come onto the show and get ready right around Jamboree time, a week away from kickoff. We head down to Jay's stomping grounds at Wilson Campbell Stadium at 96 High School. Always a fun little rivalry of Highway 34. But I'm just really optimistic, and we got a lot of great players for this class and for this year. I know, the only way we can do better than last year is make it to state. We were one step away last year, and I'm ready to hopefully get over that threshold. And for the first time in our history, and just the second time in school history, make our way down to Williams-Brice and have a shot at that state title. But like Coach Mack always says, it's a one game at a time season. Everyone starts 0-0. Only thing that matters is that game at 96.
Wow. Well, I even understand we have a couple of coaches that are coming that actually played on Emerald's team.
Yeah, that's always a great thing to see in the last few years, looking at the rosters, especially the last two or three since Coach Mack has been with us, since we started broadcasting in 2009. And just looking at them and, Robinson Sanders, former quarterback, he's on the staff. William Walker just graduated from Coastal a while back. He's on the staff. And two or three others have joined into the fray for the upcoming season. Coach Mack's son, who just finished at Clemson a year or so ago, he came in and he's helping out coach the O-line with Coach Butler and those guys. And just seeing that just shows you the camaraderie and the family atmosphere that we have at Emerald. We've always been, like I tell people, the little brother of the Lakelands, with Big Greenwood down the way. It's that chip on our shoulder, little brother kind of school. That's what I love about it. That's why I'm a proud alumni and broadcaster of that school. And seeing the kids come back just shows you how much they love the school, love the team, and show so much respect and admiration for Coach Mack.
Absolutely. Well, Jonathan, how do you think, as the stat man here, what do you think about this year's season?
I think that people are really sleeping on what Emerald has this year in terms of the returnees they have. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe, right? A team that actually was, one game away from going to the state title. But I really do. I think people are really sleeping on the Vikings this year. I think that, they have a really interesting mix of, returning players. They have a lot of interesting mix of players that have played since they stepped foot on campus. So they've been four-year starters. They played in a lot of big games, a lot of playoff games. And then they also have some kids that are coming in that are new to the system, kind of new to the Viking way, that I think are really going to fit in nicely. But I think the reason people are sleeping on them, because everybody is talking about the players, the two players they lost, obviously Kashawn Settles and Trayshawn Chamberlain. That was the dynamic duo in the backfield, and they almost accounted for 4,000 yards of total offense. And I think that's the real story heading into the season. People want to know, how is that going to be replaced? And right now they have Zach Amerson, the senior, and then also Jameel Martin, another senior running back. They're going to try to replace that duo. It's going to be tough, but I think they're going to be able to come close to doing it. And the reason is because they returned a lot of offensive starters on the offensive line. They returned almost three or four of those offensive line starters. And those kids, as I mentioned before, they were day one starters as soon as they set foot on Emerald's campus. So a lot of those kids have the experience. They have the know-how. They're big. They're physical. They're nasty. And in terms of on the defensive side of the ball, exact same thing. A big defensive line. I think a lot of that talent is coming back. So that's the reason I'm standing up right now. I'm not sitting down, is because I'm excited not only for those safety measures we just talked about, but then also because this season I really think it has a chance to be something special if looking at that schedule, that non-region schedule is pretty hellacious. If they can get through that non-region schedule pretty injury-free, I think they really have a chance to run the table in the region. But it's really going to be critical that they don't get injuries at critical positions, because the depth isn't as good in some positions as it is in others.
All right. Well, that's our stat man, Jonathan Graves, right here on WCRS. And, Rob, what is the schedule, the non-region schedule? That we've got some changes this year, right?
It's a bit of a change. The last 2 years we got back in the old Emerald City Showdown with Greenwood. We played them at Pinky Bab Stadium for a couple of years, and last year we made history, first time ever playing them at Emerald. And that was just a big moment for those kids, for them to be a part of that, win or lose. I know it had to be just great for those boys. And I talked to them during my pep talk. I was like, it's an opportunity to show your gratitude to your school. I mean, you get to be a part of something. Whatever happens on that game, you get to tell people, you know, we may not play them again after this, whatever it may be, but we get to say we actually got to play them after 20 years or how many games over at Pinky Bad. We finally got to have them in our house in front of our crowd to start off the season. That just, I know that just boosted them up even more and got them charged up. They didn't have to get on the bus to head up to Pinky Bad for that one game. And losing that one for however long it may be, it stings a bit because, you know, we felt like we were kind of matching up with them. They've lost some star power as well with Yarborough and Sam Pinckney, who moved on to the college levels. But looking at the non-region schedule, of course, like I mentioned, week zero next Friday night, 7:30 kickoff as always. We're going to be up down Highway 34 at 96 High School, always a fun venue to go to, one of those small town throwdowns. And, you know, every time we go up there, we see the pads already in the bleachers, the blankets. Yeah. Even when it's humid as all get out come nighttime around Labor Day, you know, it just shows you the pride that those teachers and people like that.
That's very much of a community at the football games there. You see the community right there.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I tell people, why we like going on the road to all these small towns, small city venues, because you just see the pride in them, because, you know, the town just shuts down when it's Friday night. And, you know, looking into that, and of course, for the first time ever, we'll be playing a couple teams for the first time. T.L. Hanna at home, that one was surprising. I thought, you know, when I heard Hanna was going to be on the schedule, I thought, okay, we'll make our way up the highway and go to Anderson. No, next thing you know, it's going to be at home. I was like, even better. We get to, like, Daniel coming from that area. We have a chance to play against one of the big boys of the upstate and hopefully come out with a victory in that one. After that, it's the old school rivalry against the marquee team of across the county lines at Abbeville. You know, they've got a dynasty going. Coach Nichols has done a great job over there. Got to give him a lot of respect for what he's been able to accomplish with those boys at Abbeville High School. Always a fun game, entertaining. You're going to see some really good plays, some really good players just make their mark in that game because they know how much it means. A lot of those kids have played each other since they were 8 years old. And then after our open date, week three, we go back down the highway to Strom Thurmond, take on the Rebels. Always a fun game, as always. We upset them last year. They were top five in the state in Class 3A. It was at home. You know, one of the best games me and Jay have ever had the privilege to broadcast. And, you know, the odds were against us in that one. We just played an outstanding game. I mean, there was just no doubt we were going to come away with the W. It was just a perfect team working together and just coming out with one of the biggest wins in school history. And that just launched us into the rest of the season. And, you know, instead of playing BHP, as most people would probably be ready for, we're going to take on a team across Savannah River for the first time ever at Lakeside High School out of Georgia. And, you know, just looking at those five, you know, getting those three upstate ones with 96, Hanna, and Abbeville before our open date is a good thing. Like Jay said, you want them to be injury-free. You know, the heat's going to play a factor in it. The late-night humidity still hanging around till later in the fall. And, you know, you just want them to play injury-free and play with a lot of heart. Don't get too chippy out there. I know it's the start of the season. You're just ready to play. But let's keep the personal fouls and injuries to a minimum so we can be ready for what should be a great slate of games after that open date against two very good non-region teams in Strom and Lakeside out of Georgia before we start off again in another region. We're the nomads of the area. It seems like, you know, there's a U-Haul truck next to the football stadium every single year. We got to move to another region, a different class. And we've spent the last 3 years because they do a three-year realignment. And, you know, I guess we won the region 10-4, 5-0 in region 2 out of the class 3A. Now we're region 3 of the class 3A till 2020. And that brings to the table Mid-Carolina, an old team that we played years back out of Prosperity. We'll be heading down to that one in week 6, then we're at home against Newberry. Always a fun matchup. Rare that we play them, but it's always a great one no matter what. Then we go to Woodruff again for the first time, I think, since Jay and I started broadcasting these games. And for the first time ever, this was more shocking than the others, is playing Clinton High School. I wondered for years when I was a kid, when I was a student, and since I've been an alumni and a broadcaster, they're right down 72. Never, I guess it's all about scheduling. You know, I tell that to people, and they're like, really? You've never played them, like, ever? Like, I don't think we've played them in a scrimmage or a jamboree. It's just we've never come to pass until now. So it's a lot of interesting things coming into that one. First time meeting between these two close town teams. And it'll be over at Clinton before we finish off against the Yellow Jackets of Union County at home for senior night. And that's, you know, me and Jay's favorite years is that when that week 10 has a versus next to it, that just means a lot, because I know the kids want to finish on a high note and finish from their friends and family and classmates at home, and not on a week 8 or 9, however the schedule may go. They want to just finish the regular season, because that could boost them on and charge them up for when playoff time rolls around in the following week.
Well, we've got some momentous things happening this year, because what did you think it might be? Newberry might be your 100th game together.
I think so. We're in the mid-90s right now. I crunched the numbers a few days ago and shot a message to Jay saying, you know, we're up to about, I think, 93, 94 total. Just doing the numbers, I think the Newberry game would be the century mark as far as games. And just thinking about that, you know, every time I think about that, I was like, that is incredible. It makes sense. This is our 9th year coming up, so I knew 10 games a year, even if without playoffs, we'd be close to that number, but knowing we're right on the doorstep of quite a mark.
That's pretty amazing. There'll be a big party here.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a fitting game, too, because that's probably going to be for the region championship.
Oh, yeah.
I think we'll be duking it out with Newberry all year.
That's right. So we'll have to get you down on the field with the cake and the streamers and balloons.
Dancing bear,
girls, yeah, whatever.
Dancing biking.
Trapeze artists, you know, whatever we can fit in the budget.
We'll have to do something like that. And this year is the 77th year. On September 1st, it'll be 77 years is how old WCRS is. Been here in Greenwood for 77 years. Pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah,
absolutely. Hey, you know what? It's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. Don't you go away. The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, the one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building. Oh, that's right. We're right back here on WCRS, Western Carolina's radio station, 77 years young and still going strong. We've got our Emerald High School broadcasters with us this afternoon. We've got Rob Gilchrist, and we have Jonathan Graves right here with us this afternoon.
That was very dramatic.
I felt like I was ready for a UFC fight or something.
There you go.
It's time.
That's right. Let's get ready to rumble. All right. We're getting ready to rumble. Tomorrow evening is the Jamboree over at Greenwood High. Again, we want to remind you that they will have this pilot program that they're trying to make sure that everyone is safe and can enjoy the games. They will have security, metal detector screenings, and if you want to carry a bag into the game, it needs to be a clear bag, and no weapons of any type, not even pocket knives, are going to be permitted. So just so you know, be prepared tomorrow evening. You may want to go a little early to make sure you can get in there. But it's the start of the football season. A week from this coming Friday, Emerald kicks off at 96. And then the following Monday, classes start. So I know everybody's going to be out enjoying the games. But Jonathan, you are pumped up about the season this year. You believe that we're going to have a good one with Emerald.
I absolutely do. I think Emerald's got a great shot of repeating possibly as region champions in a different region this year. I really think it's going to come down to the Newberry game. I think we're going to be duking it out with them the entire season to figure out who's going to be region champs. If you go back and look at the stats from last year, everybody else in the region really had a down year last year. 19-35 was the overall record for the rest of the teams in the region. A lot of those teams are going to be in the rebuilding phase again this year. I think some of them are going to come up and surprise. I really think Woodruff is going to bounce back this year. I think they had an off year last year just because they were trying to, you know, work in some new players because they had a lot of seniors that graduated the year before. And I think Clinton is going to be a surprise team too. I mean, I think they've got some talent over there, and I think it's definitely going to click at some point with that coaching and those players. So I just think that there's going to be some surprise teams in the region. But when you look at the teams that really stand head and shoulders above the rest, it's Emerald and Newberry, and really it's just because of the coaching, and it's because of the talent that both teams possess at a lot of those key positions.
In Clinton, who's the coach over there? Wasn't he the coach that was at 96, or has he moved again?
Yeah, he's moved on. So it's not
moved on.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's not the same guy you're thinking about.
Right.
But I can't call the coach's name right now. I have to go to my iPhone here just right. to be sure. But he's been there now for a few years, and like I said, they've had some down years. But I really do think that, you know, you're starting to turn around. You know, a lot of times when it comes to coaching, you have to be there at least for 3 or 4 years before you can kind of implement your system. And when I'm talking about implement your system, I'm not just talking about the high school level. You want it to even trickle down into the middle school level. So once those kids move on to the high school level, they can, you know, have an easy transition into the high school system. So
I think that was the case with Coach Mack there at Emerald. It took that time to really get things situated, don't you think, Rob?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he came in after we –
I can remember when he came in, it was my first year being the color girl, and it was just, we just didn't ever seem to win. It was a tough year that first year.
It was, 09, you know, with the new coach, like Jay said, it's all about rebuilding. It's a new system, new campaign, new program, everything just sparkling new. And after 3 years with Coach Clowney before that, you know, we had a lot of near 500 season. Then when Coach Mack came in, I think we got just to 500. We've gone to the playoffs since he's been with us, which is a really good campaign and a lot of success. You know, a lot of one and dones there at the start because, you know, we were just still learning the system under Coach Mack, and just knowing that he's been there since you've started broadcasting the games in 2009 just shows you, you know, what he's meant to the program. You know, because before that, the longest tenured coach, of course, was the great coach Frank Hill, and 1 year with Coach Mack Bryan in 2005 when they made it to Upper State the last time, and 3 years with Clowney was just trying to get back to the old ways because Coach Mack brought that air attack, assault kind of offense, that kind of fun and gun sort of style. And then when he left for a different opportunity, Clowney came in from just down the highway at Greenwood and implemented an old school kind of more direct system, and then he left and Coach Mack came in and just implemented that, kept that old school style like Coach Hill did. And of course last year Coach Mack had the privilege and the honor of tying and passing Coach Hill for most wins in school history, which I know was an honor and just a great thing for him. And he, you know, every game we see Coach Hill front and center right in front of the booth, and he comes into the booth and says hi to everybody. He's been a, like we mentioned during the commercial break, along with Jonathan's dad, Mr. Charles Graves, and Colonel Taylor, who just retired a couple years ago. He was part of that foundation of the high school, been there since day one, and just watched them grow and academically, athletically, and everywhere, everything in between. And just I know Coach Mack was smiling that day, that night when he became the all-time winningest coach, because that just shows you how much he loves being part of the program, seeing so many kids come from so many different backgrounds and neighborhoods and watch them prosper into the next level, with guys like Luke Deal going to Auburn next year, Zach Emerson going to a school. We got kids going to Wofford. We got, of course, Gage Cervenka at Clemson. Trayshawn is over at Rice. Kashawn Settles is going to earn his stripes and earn his way on the JUCO level. And just seeing the changes and the improvements, you know. But yeah, the 09 season was definitely hitting the ground running, and we've been, you know, going ever since. And being, for me and Jay, Jay and I to be a part of that, 9 of the 10 years that he's been with us, been at the school, just is an honor as well, because we've been, had the best seats in the house in that booth watching some really good games.
Absolutely. I can just remember being on the field talking to Coach Mack after each game. It was like, well, Coach, what do you think about the game tonight? Well, Ann, it was a tough one.
He is old school, short to the point. He's not going to go on a 20-minute tangent. He'll give you a 2-minute little sound bite and
that's it.
Be on his way.
Yep, there you go. So, but things certainly have turned around for the Emerald Vikings, and that goes to coaching staff. And as you said, bringing them from the junior level to the senior level up there makes a difference. But, you know, it wouldn't be right if we didn't talk a little bit about Clemson, since we have Rob right here with us, the most Clemsonist fan that there ever is. And, of course, we carry Clemson right here on WCRS. So what do you think of Clemson this year, Rob?
I think we're just going to continue the greatness right now and continue the success that we've had the last few years being in the playoffs. Of course, we came a game short, played against a very hungry and revenge-minded Alabama squad in the Sugar Bowl, and they just took it to us. You know, we tip our hats off to the Tide out there in Alabama after we defeated them last year for the national championship down in Tampa, which I was proud and fortunate to be at back in 2017. But it's, you know, you got to just turn the page. You know, like Coach Sweeney says, last year's games don't win this year's games. We just keep going forward because it can keep being strong or fall apart. And, you know, we've got a great freshman class coming in, a very strong senior class leading the way. Kelly Bryant, you know, Lakeland's born and raised from Abbeville and Wren High School. When, you know, it's one of those players that we went against for 4 years, and now he's on our side, so to speak, with Clemson. And he's just earned his way and learned from under Deshaun Watson. And, of course, we've got Trevor Lawrence, the much-hyped freshman QB coming in from across state lines in Georgia. And it's been a QB battle, but Kelly, you know, reading the local paper and seeing articles online, he's just, you know, I know all the talk is around me, and I'm proud of the kid. And if he plays, great, but it's the best player plays that day. For how he practices that week, and he's like, I'm not worried about this person, this guy. I'm just worried about improving myself and making the team better. It's not really, he doesn't see it as a selfish thing. He just sees it as you can only focus on your game and hope that it makes a huge difference in a positive way to your team and kind of influences them to push forward and keep going stronger. And with our very daunting, hard-nosed, talent-laden defense with that front seven, you know, with Wilkins and Farrell and Lawrence and Bryant and all those guys, you know, that just, it's like with Emerald, we've got strong lines on both sides, return veterans on both sides. It's almost mirror images of each other, and whenever those kind of years come around for the purple and gold or the orange and white, I know I'm gonna have a smile on my face for a majority of the season. So it's, and like we said during the commercial break, knowing that we're the affiliate for Greenwood means a lot, and it's pretty awesome that we get to carry Clemson football along with our hometown boys in the purple and gold.
Absolutely. Well, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back, and don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here on WCRS, Western Carolina's radio station. And, you know, I got to brag. I have the two best broadcasters on my station with Emerald High School. And if you really enjoy football and want to really feel the game, you need to tune into us, 98.5 and 1450 AM. And I also want to invite you to see about advertising with us. You know, I think it's one of the best ways to get the word out about your company by advertising with a local high school football team, because the audience is made up of parents, grandparents. It's made up of alumni that are tuning in from all over. And it's just a fun part. And you guys always do a great job of talking about the products that the people are advertising on our station. So if you want personal attention and you really want to get that hometown feel and get the people that you are looking for, this is the station to be on, WCRS. And by the way, we are most affordable and would appreciate your business. Isn't that right?
Yes, ma'am.
You're right.
That's right. That's right. So please consider giving me a call, 229-7984, or you can talk to Rob, or you can talk to Jonathan. They would love to talk to you about our football advertising program. It is so affordable. Not only do you get coverage during the games, but during the week on our other shows too. So consider spending just a little bit of money with us over here at WCRS and getting a huge return on your investment. That's right, 229-7984. Okay, well, Friday afternoon, you guys have agreed that you're going to go out there. It's picture-taking time at Emerald for the football team, and the team will be out there, the coaches will be out there, the cheerleaders will be out there. I expect there'll even be some parents out there, and you're going to do a show from right out there at Emerald, correct?
Yes, ma'am, and it's kind of a cool new thing to do this year, and we'd like to thank everybody at Emerald. Tanya, the athletic director's secretary, been with them for years, and our great go-to with information. Anything Emerald, she's the one to talk to, especially with the football team. She's the one I talk to find out about paperwork for road games, because we want to make sure that everything's ready to go by broadcast time. And just knowing that we're adding that just gives them that cool kind of closeness, family knit mentality to the boys and to the team, knowing that, you know, we're not just in the booth, we're also going to be, you know, right there with you, you know, every step of the way, every week, every day, because, you know, everyone's a part of it, the part of the Purple and Gold clan, the part of the Purple and Gold family, and being able to do that is just another great kind of a highlight of their week to look forward to us on a weekly basis, and especially for preseason, because these kids have been chomping at the bit since the Chapman loss, and so I know they've got 10 weeks to look forward to and some really good games, but it's going to be an exciting year, and I know the boys like us are just ready to get going.
That's right. And Jonathan, you like to do podcasts.
Absolutely. So that'll be something that we'll be doing again this year. I like to preview each of the games that we have coming up with a podcast. Try to keep it to, you know, 3 or 4 minutes. So we'll usually put it out there on social media. It'll also be on Emerald's athletic page. They did that for us last year. Special thanks to Tanya Branion and Kayla Roy over there for setting that up. And then I think we also run it on your show as well the day before the game. So
as you know, as you get it here.
Yeah, exactly. So we like to put it out there, but I think it's cool that we'll be able to do a little bit of a season preview on Friday. Talk to some of the kids, cheerleaders, and then some of the coaches about the upcoming season, because I think it's going to be an exciting one.
That's right. So you'll want to tune in. That'll be going on from 4 to 5 right here on our Meet Me at the Diner schedule. So put that on your calendar, and if you're out and about, stop by and see them, because who knows? They might put you on the radio. That's right. They love to talk, and they love to see what's going on. I know you've got some coaches that are back, and that's going to be a good time to talk to them. And who knows, you might even be able to snag Coach Mack, who's hard to get to say more than two words, right?
If you can get more than a few sentences out of the guy, then he must really have the need to talk at that given moment. But every now and then, on regular time, it's, you know, you sit with him, you can have a list of questions ready. He'll get all of them answered in the first two or three.
That's right. So make sure that you know. Now, what time does the Jamboree start tomorrow evening? Do you know?
I've got the Jamboree starting at 6 o'clock. I think, like I said before, you want to get there early just to be sure that you can get in. But I believe the first game is going to start at 6, and then obviously the games take about, 30 minutes, Rob, typically?
It's just a half a football and two
just
quarters.
Just half a football? That's all they're giving you is half a football for the Jamboree?
It's going to be pretty hot out there, so you got to realize this is a scrimmage.
Yeah, so they're short games.
But it's always enjoyable, and like I said at the start of the show, when you know the Abbeyfield Jamboree gets those boys ready, the small schools ready, but when the Greenwood Jamboree comes in, it gets the big schools like us and Greenwood and all the ones coming into town, it just tells everybody in those – shoulder pads and standing on those sidelines and in the booth and in the crowd, like, hey, it may be still hot as blue blazes, but it's football time. It's the best time in the South. It's the best 4 or 5 months of the year, from August to January and February in the football world. For us, you know, it's all about from August to December, and standing on top of the mountain with that state title in our hands. And if we can get title number two after 20 years, you know, this will be the 20th anniversary coming up of the 98 state title team, and hopefully they'll do something special for homecoming, maybe have some of the former players come in, and of course Coach Hill will be right there in the crowd, so he'll be easy to get to, and I know he'll want to see his former players again and want to know what they're up to since walking across the stage as seniors years ago. But you know, there's that empty space on that Frank Hill Stadium scoreboard next to the 98 one, and I tell the boys during my pep talks, it's up to you if you want to put another one up there, and if we get some more, hey, we can just change it all to the years that we've won it. But it's all one game at a time, and it all comes down to and starts off with that first one. The only time of the year where me and Jay are kind of rivals in the booth is Emerald at 96, but it's going to be a good one. It's the war for Highway 34. Should be a good one. Coach Wilcox doing a good job in his new campaign and just trying to get the boys ready for another season in the maroon and gold. And I know they'll be ready for us when we come into town, and should be a great one. But it's the Jamboree to enjoy, and then all systems go come August 17th.
That's right, and you'll be able to hear all of it right here on WCRS. Now, I don't know whether you guys want to do this. I'm going to just put this out here, but we have had some requests for you guys to do a little pregame starting a little bit before 7:30 and talk a little bit about some of the other teams, what's going on, kind of a little quick roundup here. You might consider doing that and coming on a little bit earlier if you can handle it to let people know who's playing who and what your thing is.
Rob is always up to the task. He's the lungless wonder, so now you give him even more time to run through scores around the upstate in high school, and then also talk a little bit more about Clemson, Carolina Gamecock football, Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons. So if he's willing to come on about 30 minutes earlier, I'm willing to do it.
I have no problem with that, because, you know, we know, I tell people, you don't know who's listening to you. Like you said, we have alumni, grandparents, the ones who can't make the games. They hear us, and, you know, we get kind of caught in out in the school saying, oh, my uncle listened to you, thought you were great, and he appreciated y'all, you know, saying my name or stuff like that, or kind of giving them credit.
Well, that's what local football is about.
Oh,
it's about that hometown feel to it, and I think you guys do a good job of giving that hometown feel. So we have had a few people that have said, you know, it'd be great if you could warm up and tell them what's going to be happening around the Lakelands area. And so if you are up to it, maybe you can come a little early and give some more info. I know that Rob will just be, what will he talk about? I know that'll be a problem for him. Not hardly, folks. He loves to talk, in case you haven't gotten that. Well, Jonathan and Rob, it's going to be another great season, and you guys are awesome. And if you'd like to talk to them about some advertising, they would love to talk to you, because we need some advertisers to keep this show on the road. That's right. So this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Talk to Rob, talk to Jonathan. Friday afternoon, they will be on the air from 4 to 5 out there at Emerald High School doing, they won't be getting pictures. Well, they'll probably get some pictures and post some stuff out there and put it on social media too. But thanks so much for coming in today. Good job. And we'll look forward to hearing the show Friday afternoon, 4 to 5, right here on WCRS. And then the next Friday will be the start of the season over there in 96. Thanks so much for coming in, Rob and Jonathan.
Of course, and always ready to come back into the booth and get another year going.
All right. Well, we're ready to do it. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Go Vikings! Bye-bye, everybody.